Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, part of the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Here's what's catching our eye today.
SpaceX AI drops Grok 4.5, built for coding and agentic tasks. Anthropic fires back with Claude Opus 5, claiming near-frontier intelligence at half the price.
Geary Tan open sources G-Stack, AI specialists that actually join your Google Meet with 3D avatars. Plus, an always-on Hermes agent living on a Raspberry Pi, and a research engine where agents spend a dollar budget to chase down cited reports.
SpaceX AI dropped Grok 4.5, and they're calling it purpose-built for coding, agentic tasks, and knowledge work.
The training data tells the story here. They fed it datasets across coding, science, engineering, and math, and the claim is that it excels at real engineering tasks, exceeding comparable leading models at those tasks.
And the community is already picking up on a couple of interesting details. One member noted this is the first model trained alongside Cursor, which is a pretty meaningful signal for where they're aiming.
Right. And Grok Build, the tooling layer around it, is now open source. So the whole pipeline becomes something developers can actually inspect and build on.
Early users are also calling out the real-time search integration. The model pulls in trend context and, as one person put it, feels genuinely useful and live. That combination of a coding-focused model with live search awareness is not something we've seen in quite this form.
Let's shift to Anthropic. They've released Claude Opus 5, and the positioning is striking. They're calling it near Fable 5 intelligence at half the price.
That's a bold line. And according to community guidance, the step change for the Opus tier lands in two areas: powering long-running agents and delivering improvements in coding and professional work.
The new prompting guide is pretty direct about this. It identifies agentic coding as Opus 5's strongest capability. The model handles difficult coding tasks, including multi-file features, larger refactors, and end-to-end feature work.
And there's a behavioral difference that keeps coming up. Opus 5 completes full tasks rather than leaving stubs or placeholders behind. If you give it the complete specification up front and leave it to run autonomously, that's where it performs best.
On easier tasks, single-turn edits, for example, the improvement over prior models is smaller but still present. The real gains show up at the harder end of the spectrum.
Now, code review is a separate story, and the numbers here are worth paying attention to. Opus 5 reviews code with high precision and high recall. It finds real bugs at a high rate per pass, and additional findings it surfaces are mostly real issues rather than false positives.
And that accuracy holds even at lower effort settings, which supports two distinct workflows. You can run a fast initial pass at review time and then a more thorough subsequent pass when you need deeper coverage.
Geary Tan has open-sourced something that sounds like it belongs in a different decade. It's called G-Stack, a suite of AI specialists that join your real Google Meet as voice bots with 3D avatars.
And these aren't generic assistants. The personas include a CEO, a CSO, a QA lead, a YC office hours partner, and 15 more. They open in persona, take turns, critique your shared screen out loud, and drop notes in chat.
The YC partner persona is particularly on brand. It opens a meeting with the question, "What are you working on?" and "Who actually wants it?"
That's exactly the question. And the senior designer persona scores your page out loud while you share your screen, then posts the points into chat.
The whole platform is MIT licensed and built on Agent Call. And here's the twist. The brain that drives the agents is your own coding agent session.
So you're not renting someone else's AI. Your own agent session is running these personas. The maker described it as an experiment to see what a meeting feels like when AI agents act as participants rather than as note takers. That reframes the whole idea of what a meeting even is.
Staying in the open source agent space, a creator on Product Hunt introduced something called iMessage Hermes on a Raspberry Pi. It's an always-on AI agent that lives on a low-cost Raspberry Pi inside the home and uses a real phone number.
So you can text it over iMessage or SMS from anywhere. It runs RSS, which is an open-source agent, and the setup guide is handed to a coding agent that works over SSH.
Which means the setup itself is automated. You don't sit there configuring it. The coding agent handles the installation.
The creator frames it as a foundation, a starting point for whatever you want to build on top. A family calendar on a kitchen screen, a recipe helper on the fridge, or as they put it, whatever users dream up. They're inviting people to join the Discord to see what others are making.
It's a different take on the home AI assistant. Not a corporate smart speaker, but a device you own, running open source software, reachable through the messaging app you already use. And at Raspberry Pi pricing, the barrier to entry is essentially the cost of a dinner out. First up, Webhound is a new AI research engine that takes a fundamentally different approach to how agents do their work. Instead of stopping when the model feels confident, it stops when a user-defined dollar budget runs out.
Right. And the founder, Mo, who has been working on AI research since 2023, points out a problem that a lot of people have probably felt but couldn't quite name. Research agents don't have a natural stopping condition.
Exactly. A coding agent can stop when the tests pass, and that is a clear finish line. But research has no equivalent. So agents tend to halt once they have enough evidence to sound confident. And that leaves the user uncertain about what the agent might have missed.
So Webhound replaces that stop-when-confident behavior with a budget-driven model. The agent follows leads, checks weak claims, keeps digging, and only delivers the report when the budget is consumed.
And you get the report along with its sources and the working documents, so you can see what it actually did. And users can run Webhound directly or call it from another agent through MCP or the API.
Mo's core insight here is that without a budget constraint, these agents can run for 10 minutes or 20 hours and still produce answers that look finished. The budget gives you a real stopping rule.
Next, the Synative Security Research Agent. This is an open-source, read-only AI 151 that answers security questions across cloud, code, and runtime.
And it connects to a broad set of environments: GitHub, GitLab, AWS, GCP, Azure, and Kubernetes. You ask it plain language questions like, what's publicly exposed that shouldn't be? Or, can my 101 escalate to cloud admin?
The read-only enforcement here is pretty interesting. Every call gets resolved to its IAM actions and authorized against a read-only policy before credentials are attached. So even if you ask the agent to modify infrastructure, it simply cannot.
And this is different from a lot of MCP tools that make a single API call. The Synative agent writes JavaScript in a sandboxed runtime, one script per turn.
There was a notable discussion on the product's community page about a design trade-off. One participant flagged the internal debate. Do you document safe credential scoping and trust the user? Or do you enforce read-only even when someone hands the tool administrator credentials?
And the team chose to enforce read-only. That means they trade off the need to keep updating coverage as cloud providers ship new APIs. To handle that, they pull permission definitions from each provider daily, a few megabytes at a time, rather than relying on a static map. The idea is to keep coverage current automatically.
Now, Rival, this is a zero-knowledge vault designed to let users securely approve AI agent data access using Face 499 or a passkey.
The idea is you store sensitive details like your social security number, payment information, phone number, and emails in the vault, but that data never appears in session logs or memory.
So when an AI agent needs something like a passport number or credit card details to complete a task, Ruvot sends an authentication request. The user unlocks the data with Face 499 or a passkey, the task executes, and then the data is deterministically redacted afterward.
And here is the key privacy property. By default, Revolt itself never gets access to the user's data. It's a zero-knowledge design. The founder describes it as a way to let agents get work done without leaking your most sensitive details into places they shouldn't be.
Finally, localskills.sha. This is a registry for reusable agent skills and rules that works with coding agents like Claude Code, Cursor, Windsurf, Codex, and Copilot.
A single install command pulls a skill into all of those supported tools at once. And for Teams, there is a private namespace with permissions, SSO, and two-way GitHub sync.
There is also an MCP server, so the agent can fetch skills autonomously mid-task without the developer having to pause and go grab something.
The creator, Matthew, notes that most skills currently die in someone's .dot files. And he asks a question. Which one skill would you want your whole team using?
But someone else in the comments flagged a quieter question as the one that actually matters. And that is versioning. How do you manage skill versions across a team so nothing breaks? That is probably the harder problem to solve. So there's this AI note taker called Tackly, and it does something pretty different from the usual transcript plus summary approach.
Right. Instead of giving you a wall of text and then a summary bolted on at the end, Tackly maps spoken thoughts in real time into one of 20 nodes.
And that mapping happens live. It works during actual meetings, from solo voice notes, or even if you just paste in a transcript you already have.
What's interesting here is who built it and why. The creator is a guy named Jonathan, and he describes struggling with ADHD day to day.
He says the tool helps him stay productive and never lose his thoughts, which, if you think about it, is exactly the kind of problem a node-based system could help with.
And a me. Thinking up a way, that went to the degree for anything a little bit, and the Sunnings know what I'm talking about with the meetings, and your Blensing, I'm completely terrified of thinking what is the part of a discustries. Think. Might be. What's going on? Might you neck, want us, might you nail, might you clagla, much message. I fooled the words from the court. I do not give everything for gether. Right now, I made so many accounts of mental COs to both, maybe leverly, sliding my bed stitch like a stonked dops of the speakers, as the Tomager's wands may be from most attentional, for may met any clear, or the north setting, is a stone bountains a millions of ox. Think. My deed manned with the spirit should muster. He is a literally giving out of keeping my god. But the cues are requiring is the screep. Wiggerly sessioned, the vital infogression shounts to meets.
And if you're dealing with attention challenges, that structure might make the difference between catching the key points and losing them entirely.
Jonathan built it for himself first, essentially, and then turned it into a product. There's a free trial available if you want to kick the tires. That's at tackly.co.
Tackleet.co. This one jumped out at us because it's not just another AI wrapper. It rethinks what output you actually need from a conversation.
And the real-time node mapping during live meetings feels like the standout feature. You don't have to wait until the end to see the shape of the discussion.
Exactly. 20 nodes, live mapping, and a founder who built it to solve his own real problem. Worth checking out. And that is the show for today. 9 stories, 1 theme. AI that actually does things.
Yeah, from Grok 4.5 shipping as a coding-first model to Claude Opus 5 pushing into what Anthropic calls near Fable 5 intelligence at half the price. It was a packed one.
And the agent builders showed up too. Gary Tan dropping G-Stack, that open source suite of voice bots with 3D avatars that join your actual Google Meet.
Plus iMessage Hermes running on a Raspberry Pi, a little always-on agent living on cheap hardware. And Webhound, the research engine where agents spend a dollar budget to pull cited reports. Creative stuff.
On the security side, we had the Synodive Security Research Agent, open source, read-only 151 for cloud and code security questions, and Revault, that zero-knowledge vault that locks agent data access behind Face 499 or a passkey.
And two more for the toolbox. LocalSkills.Shay, a registry of reusable agent skills for Claude Code and Cursor, and Tackly, the note taker that maps your thoughts into 20 nodes in real time instead of a flat transcript.
That's the rundown. We'll be back next time. Until then, go build something.